Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bulk pairs of socks on Amazon. And I'm like, this guy's got it right. You order like 100 pairs at a time. Like, that's the way to go.
That is the best way to go, right? Because then you have 365 days in the year.
Yeah.
You buy 365 pairs of socks. You never go wrong. You have a clean pair on every day. And I love your socks today. They are beautiful.
I have Guardian socks on today. Yep, they're Guardian giveaway socks is what they are. Remember when the Guardians gave away these socks like 2 years ago, and I looked around today, and I'm like, man, I got no matching pairs. It's always on Wednesdays. I have no matching pairs of socks. And then I'm like, the Guardians giveaway socks come in clutch.
That is a quick turnaround, right? You're already on Wednesday, and you're already out of socks. I'm going to get you
I'm
some.
I've got to get you some. I'm out of food in my fridge too, because I go grocery shopping on Thursdays. That's how that works as well. Like, Wednesday's my gas tank is empty day, okay? That's what that is. But fortunately for everyone here today, we are jam-packed, and we got a bunch to get into. We have Mike Sando, The Athletic, at 3 o'clock. He wrote the article that, it wasn't the first time we heard the suggestion, but he sourced it to actual league executives about how to get rid of Deshaun Watson and make that a reality. Ross Tucker, as usual, spotted 4. Albert Breer at 5:20. Daryl Ryder at 6, as always. But, Jason, we got to start with what happened in the Bronx last night, as it just continues to be another bad game for the Guardians. They shoot themselves in the foot. And there's a part of me that loves doing this show. I'm happy to be with you today. Obviously, sports radio is my favorite thing on planet Earth. Like, I'm thrilled. But, like, there could not be a worse day for me and you to be here doing this, because the Guardians shot themselves in the foot. Browns continue to make a mess out of everything. And here we are.
Yeah, Cleveland Sports Radio at its best right now, right? I mean, when you look at this, the guards last night, and even the night before, they just did not look like the guards we've seen all season long. I mean, You go back to that Detroit Tigers series, and they did what they were supposed to do. The bullpen did their thing. They had timely hitting. They had big key hits against one of the best pitchers in baseball. You come into the first two games in the Bronx, they look just stifled. And it was so tough to watch both games. They can't have timely hits. They're making errors that we don't see. Yep. I mean, Rocchio is up for a gold glove. He dropped a fly ball. Like, that's Little League routine stuff.
Your 10-year-old could have caught that ball.
He can, yes. with his eyes closed.
Didn't love the hesitation there.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. Right? But, you know, you go back and it's just, starting pitcher didn't do his part. You know, Bybee was not the norm, but it also goes back to playing fundamental baseball.
What's funny about that is that I have kind of thrown away the idea that we're ever going to get 5, 6, 7 innings out of anybody, even if that's our supposed ace. I've just kind of thrown that out. But let's talk about the errors. Rocchio is having an upside-down type postseason. He's hitting over 400, but as you mentioned, he's a Gold Glove finalist, and he couldn't catch a pop-up last night. And then Brennan, the one move that Vogt made going into yesterday's game that I thought was impactful was he sat John Kenzie Noel Big Christmas. He says, Brennan, now's your opportunity. Go out there and make the most of it. Hitless at the plate, made the massive error off the at-bat by Rizzo, And between the two of them, it would have been a tie game up until the Aaron Judge home run if you get rid of those errors.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at games like this, you know, the microscope comes out. And you have to play airless baseball. If you're not going to hit consistently, you have to pitch and play airless baseball to be able to have a chance. And they still had chances in game one. They still had chances last night until the two-run homer by Judge. And that's the scary part now, is that you get Judge going. He's been cold the whole playoff series.
He's been worse than J-Ram was.
Right, exactly. And that's the scary part, is that now all of a sudden, okay, he hits that home run, and it's like, oh boy, they're coming to Cleveland. The wind's going to play a little bit different. It's not going to play like it does in New York.
Well, and I think that might actually be a saving grace for us as Guardians fans, like sitting back and saying to ourselves, get me away from the pinstripes that exist everywhere in New York. Get me away from everything that is New York. I mean, I'm saying like boycott SNL if you have to. I don't care what you do. Just like rid yourselves of New York and make your way back home. And then maybe just maybe the lights won't be a little bit too bright, Jason, because that's kind of what it felt like to me. It felt like over the past couple games, they all took a page out of Jared Allen's playbook and the lights were just a little too bright. And I don't know how that happens. Like you, obviously, big league player yourself, like... Is it just pressure that us as you know, fans don't ever realize? Is it us just sitting back and assuming that they're going to be something that they aren't? Like, what happened to the players that we're talking about in particular? The Cantillos, the Brennans, the Rocchios in the field who've always been great, can do this stuff with their eyes closed that then fall short.
I think a lot of it is you have younger players that we're talking about right now that have not been in that key moment or situation probably ever in their life. They might have done it, you know, when they were younger, but when you're looking at the scale of you're playing in New York against the Yankees with
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
All of their, you know, mystique and aura and championships that go about it does. It plays into your mind. And you could see it again last night, early on. It seems like they're so uptight until they score that first run. And then they become loose. They become the guards again. They're happy. They're happy, you know, go lucky.
Yeah.
J-Ram hits that home run. He's loose again. You know, so you hope that coming home, having a day off today, and hope coming home and being able to get back on the winning streak would be a huge plus for them.
All right, let me ask you, 216-474-0092, and always on Twitter, you can find me. I am at Jay Peterlin. We established in a previous show, you have a Twitter. You don't do anything with your Twitter, is that right?
No, I have a Twitter. I have decent followers, but yes, okay. I do not hardly do anything. So if you do want to follow me, go for it. It's Jay Stanny, MLBer61. Do it. Please.
It's like, do it. Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds like a good time. All right. And that is our Twitter reactions, by the way, will be brought by Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And I promise you that's the last time we're going to do the Twitter thing on the show. Okay. Like that's,
all right, that's
I just
fair.
Had to, we had to make sure that Chapman got in there, and then we'll react to people and what they have to say. But ultimately, you know, it is what it is. The point though, how do the Guardians avoid stepping on the rake? Like, how do the Guardians get back to being the Guardians that we know? Because I'm not calling this series done at down 0-2. I'm not. You played baseball. You know how baseball works. We watched them have a 9-game winning streak in May. This team can get hot, but why is it right now it looks like the 27-27 team over their final 54, the team that played 500, as opposed to the team that we saw for the first 3 months of the season?
Yeah, I think the biggest key is getting back to the basic fundamentals. You know, being able to pitch in the zone, like down in the zone, being able to use your off-speed pitches, trusting your catcher. He's got to make plays behind the plate.
The Bo Naylor situation, we're going to have to unravel that at some point.
That's rough right now, right? Bo Naylor has not looked like that all season long. He's missing balls. He's not blocking baseballs. You have Sandy Alomar at first base. He's got to be helping him and talking to him at some point.
Well, and on top of it, not only is he hurting you in the field, then obviously at the plate too. It's to the point where then Austin Hedges right. Can't hit.
Well, and then
he can't hit.
Well, big time. And then you look at it last night, you used three players in one at bat.
Yeah.
You lose Bo Naylor, you put in David Fry, you lose David Fry for the rest of the game early, which I'm fine with if he does what he's supposed to do,
yeah.
And then you bring in Hedges. So right there, that's a big play in itself. So, you know, when I look at it, if you're Bo Naylor and you're not hitting, you better play good defense. You better be fundamentally sound back there to help your pitching staff.
I mean, at what point does Vogt just move away from Bo Naylor? I mean, when he's taking Austin Hedges was in some key at-bats in last night's game. He took the bat out of Bo Naylor's hands, clearly said he didn't trust him. When we go to game three, is it enough to say, we're gonna have that hole in the lineup that is Austin Hedges, but we need to make sure that we do have that fundamental defense and what Hedges brings?
No, I think Bo Naylor's still your guy. I mean, you're still going to go with him in the lineup. My key, though, on that is Austin Hedges, in a key situation with guys in scoring position, takes a fastball right down the middle. You've got to be able to ambush fastballs. You've got to be looking fastball pitch number one.
That was Rocchio with the backwards K with the bases loaded.
Well, and that too, though, Rocchio at least is dialed in right now.
Yeah.
He's seen the baseball.
He gets the benefit of the doubt there.
He's seen the baseball really well. I was not a big fan of that call. Like, that for me was a changing point of the game last night in the umpire's decision. Like, that all momentum went from the guards having a very good chance to score runs to all of a sudden the Yankees getting away with a pitch that was outside the zone in my part.
It sounds like your confidence isn't waned.
No, not yet. And here's what
I mean, you're wearing a Guardian sweatshirt, I feel like the sweatshirt on, I got the socks on. We're basically a team shop in here.
We are a team shop through and through. We are still guards all the way right now. My take on it, looking at it as a player's perspective, it's two games. The home team is supposed to win those two games. It would be nice if you could steal one of those games. You didn't, though. So now you come back home. You have a possibility of having three games on your home turf. The crowd is going to be electric tomorrow. It's going to be electric on Friday. We've already seen that this season and postseason.
Yeah.
Now, if you can win one of those games, you get another chance on Saturday. So those are the key points right now. Tomorrow, my take, we still don't know who's pitching. Most likely it's going to be Matthew Boyd.
I would think so.
If he gets the ball, I'm very excited and happy because it's another fellow lefty that's going out there that's not overpowering, that knows how to pitch right now.
I almost didn't say fellow, did you?
I almost said former.
Okay, 216-474-0092. I want to play this piece of audio. Now, this comes from a friend. John Jastrzemski is a friend of mine, so don't tweet at him being like, you jerk. He's a good man. He's a very good baseball guy, though. Very good baseball guy. And he has a New York podcast. He's New York-based, so he's going to be New York pro. That's the idea. But I want you guys to hear how confident Yankees fans and Yankees broadcasters are. Here we go.
But from a Yankee standpoint, you know what my grand takeaway is leaving Yankee Stadium on a Tuesday night with the Yankees now 6 wins away from a World Series, 2 wins away from getting back for the first time in 15 years. My takeaway is they haven't played their best. My takeaway is the Yankees still could give us a little more from the way they ran the bases to the way they've hit with runners in scoring position to Gerrit Cole not giving you a brilliant virtuoso start on this Tuesday evening. Yet here we are, and the Yankees are 2 wins away from winning this series in 4 games. I think it's fair to say that none of us would complain about the fact, if you're a Yankee fan, of course, that the Yankees are 2 wins away from getting back to the World Series for the first time in 15 plus years.
Well, when you look at this right now, yes, the Yankees are 2 wins away, but the script can be flipped right now by the guards winning 1 game at home and extending the series. And for me, I'm confident in the guards. Like, I listen to that, and that's fine. He's a Yankee fan through and through.
Well, but you heard him, though. He's not even happy.
Right. And
he's up 2-0, and he's like, look at how badly this has gone.
Well, but you look at both sides of it, though. Okay, maybe the Yankees haven't played their best, but neither have the guards. The guards have played worse baseball right now in those 2 games than the Yankees have. They're making more errors. They're not having the timely hits. So that's what I look at, is that if you can minimize the damage and be able to do what they need to do, the Guards will have a chance.
All right, 216-474-0092. Has the moment been too big for the Guardians, and where exactly does your confidence lie with this Guardians team? Jason Stanford, Jonathan Peterlin, Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.